Bernie Noble, like the witch to the scarecrow.
Forbidden fruit is sweeter. That was Tony's favorite saying. That and I have a hard time saying no to sweet things. Tony was a moth, irresistibly drawn to the flame, ever inward, transfixed by the slippery slope toward glistening danger. None know fire better than the moth, the fragility of its wings, the wispy, delicate structure of its body, the danger of the dancing licks glowing. The first excruciating instant of catching fire, a flash like a dried out Christmas tree. First, the wings like spider webs on struts take the flame baton, and the instant realization of something broken once and for all, followed by its body bursting, now instantly infected by the rash of the fire's contagion, engulfed in agony, and then just smoke. A glorious end, my friend, a glorious end. Tony had just watched a winged insect's final act, drawn ever inward to his candle like Icarus. We all gotta go sometime. Why not go out in a blaze of glory? Tony took a puff off his Marlboro, a deep drag, held it, let out a plume that occupied the space where a moth once flew circles that grew ever more tightly inward. The plume filled the room. Ashes to ashes, Tony chuckled, put out his smoke, looked out into the dark early morning, looked out through the window speckled with the drops of a miserable October drizzle. He let out another plume and thought of the past 3 weeks. Tony was in love. He was also married. He had married the boss's daughter. She wasn't the one he was in love with. He let out a final plume and snuffed his cigarette out. He had met Mel 3 weeks ago. It was a rare sunny October day in Cleveland. She was a new hire from the Scranton office, a member of the Tiger team from corporate. "I'm Mel," she introduced herself with a surprisingly firm handshake. "I'm Tony." 2 days later, they were in a random hotel, sweaty, naked, happy, and spent. They'd been fucking like an asteroid was about to strike the Earth. "I can see why they put you on the Tiger team." Mel smiled at that. She always smiled at Tony's dumb jokes. "Tiger," she purred, "but you're the one named Tony." That was 3 weeks ago. 1 week later, Mel was making things clear. "Look, Tony, this has been fun, but my life is in Scranton. You're married. You're going back to your life with your wife, and I'm going home, and that'll be the end of it." "Forbidden fruit is sweeter," Tony whispered into the dark, remembering those words. Police sirens now. He could see the flashes through the morning mist. He lit up another cigarette. The match lit up the inert body on the floor. "Would you like some company, moth?" The metal of the gun was sweet in Tony's mouth. And Tony always had a hard time saying no to sweet things.